At the end of this week's podcast, we're going to hear from two people that we absolutely love, Willie and Corey Robertson, whom we haven't seen for a while. They are back of Duck Dynasty fame. What are they doing now, and where can you watch them? You'll find out after the closing jingle at the end of the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Podcast.
Ah, oh, butter.
That's the new gold.
What'd he say?
All right, butter. He meant to say, all right, buddy or brother. And it ended up coming out, all right, butter.
Ah, butter.
I don't know. It was my favorite thing somebody said all week.
Ah, butter.
We're easily amused.
Yeah, we are. We really are. That's the beauty of gold. You never know what's going to stick. The podcast is sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. As we are here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Ah, butter.
All right, butter.
All right, butter. Butter, butter.
Oh, man.
I had a friend of mine ask me, he doesn't really even listen to the show. He's like, do you guys get a new gold this week? I'm like, how do you know that?
Because wow. The podcast.
I don't know where would you.
That's what they were doing. They were listening.
Look at Carson's hair. It's got the little.
I like it.
Isn't that from like Spaceballs or something?
The
little
hair
things in the back. It looks like little knots.
Yeah, what is that? My little horns.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. Remember that song?
No.
No, Bubba. Nobody
Have
remembers
you seen
that
me?
Song.
I don't like to wash my hair a lot, and especially I'm waiting on my hairdresser. Had to postpone my appointment, so my hair will do absolutely nothing. So I was like, you know what? Y'all are getting this. I went on YouTube.
I like it. The only problem is it's behind your headphones.
Yeah. So
it kind of it looks like little kitten ears. Which, oh, by the I way, like Patrick's it. Daughter has some headphones. They have little kitten ears on them. And
kitten ear headphones.
They're pretty cool. Maybe yeah. That's the rage. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe
yeah, you're... I actually saw these in a TV show, and that was the inspiration. And I so like I wanted it. To see if I could do it, and I went and watched a little YouTube video, and here we are.
I like it. It's very Vikings. You ever see, you never watched Vikings, did you? What are you
no,
doing?
No, the inspiration was Lucifer.
Oh, is that?
Devil horns. One of the demons wears it on Halloween.
Oh, that's very cool.
It was cute.
Do we have to worry about you?
Really? Real what? Again, James Vanderbeek and I went through confirmation together, Bubba. I don't know how much more proof you need.
Okay, all right. I've never seen the show. I can't put it in my thing because my mom and dad have my login, and if they saw me watching a show called Lucifer, it would be the end of
Bubba
it.
Bubba would be in so much trouble.
You don't have separate profiles?
No. I mean, we do, but they use mine.
Oh, okay.
It'd be so funny. Yeah. Bubba get a call from Shira. It'd be
Hi, honey. I mean, how do you
hey,
explain
baby.
That to your? You
can't. We were watching the Netflix, and
no, she calls it Netflix.
The Netflix. And your father and I saw you. What? Why are you watching a show about Satan? I don't know.
It's not
you
just
need to pray
about
extra
Satan.
Hard for you.
It's a show where every time you see the picture for the advertisements on Netflix, it's like this sexy dude. And she would be like, why
you
are you watching
Satan?
You think
Satan is a sexy dude? Is that what you
that's
think?
That's exactly what she would probably think.
You think
she
this
would,
is okay? Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
That's what my mom would. Do you know that story? My mom would call me. She'd be like, what are you doing? And I'd be with my buds. I'd be like, I'm at Hooters. Is this where you want to be? Or is that where you want to be when Jesus comes back? You don't know the moment. You don't know the moment, so don't put yourself in that situation. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
I want props for that recall because that is at least 10 years old. Maybe 15, but I remembered that.
So good.
How is your mom and dad doing? Didn't you see them this weekend?
They are doing really fantastic. You know, it's funny because I think what happens, I'm going to visit them again because I left my son with them for the week, and he's like ready to come home. Whenever you have retired people, they're just around the two of them. And then especially, you know, when they're, my dad's had medical issues, so he's trying not to get around people because he doesn't want to get sick because he's completely, you know, on that end. And he and my mom are at each other's throats constantly. So I'm like, I've got to get you out of your house. So I think probably mid to late summer, I'm going to bring them here and just get them out of their routine, because they're, I mean, they've been stuck together since basically, what was it, last April, when everything really kind of, March, April, mm-hmm. when everything kind of locked down. I mean, the only time my dad ever leaves is to go to the VA hospital, or when he had his surgery checkup, and that was it. So they've got to get out of their house, and all they do is bicker. I'm like, you know,
that sounds like me and my wife.
My wife literally
except
made
with only
me,
a year and a half.
My wife literally made me promise her that we would not end up like that. She's like, we're not going to end up fighting all the time like that, are we? I'm like, no, because it's like they start doing their thing, their argument, and I'm always like, okay, kids, well, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to whatever. And I leave the room. I'm like, hey, you know, if you want me to visit, don't do this. So I just check out.
That's one way.
Then they make good by cooking the most amazing food, and then I'm like, okay, I love coming and visit.
What you want to make us is the tamales, right?
No, so
she got a new one?
Okay, here's kind of the thing, the way it works is my parents and my sister live in the same house, but they don't because what happened is somebody had to take care of my dad. So she became the one who said that I'll commit to doing it and whatever. So they have like an apartment below. So it's not the same house, but it's in the same structure. So I'm going to go visit mom and dad this weekend, and then I'm going to go to my sister's for dinner. It's such a weird thing because it's literally you have to just go up the stairs to go to their place. But my sister asked me yesterday what I wanted to eat, and it was the craziest.
That was a laundry list.
Did you see that?
Yes, that was a journey. That was a food journey.
Did you post it or something?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
I will actually, and I said, in case you're wondering why I'm still overweight, here's a text that I just received from my sister. She knows how much I love food. There's a little bit about picking up my son and a lot about the menu. She writes, what day are you coming or are we meeting you? I hear mom and dad downstairs saying Saturday, but Frank told Tim and I Friday night, and I know y'all are going home Saturday. I just wanted to know what to do, what you want to eat. Then she immediately goes, we have hamburgers tonight, or we can wait if you want that. I can do roast or roast beef po' boys, homemade pizza, stuffed shells, spaghetti, or I can tell mom if you want pork chili.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, who goes through all that trouble?
Man.
That's awesome.
My mom used to do that, but she doesn't cook anymore. She just kind of
she doesn't cook anymore.
Why my mom not? Don't cook ever because between my father, who's decided he likes to cook, and he always did, but like you know
he's bored.
My two brothers are like
again. Your dad is retired now,
gosh.
Right? So yeah, he's bored.
But your two brothers,
my two older brothers, are world class.
Yeah,
Cajun cooks. Like, you know,
they win
they've
contests.
Never cooked in restaurants or anything like that. They don't have any formal training, but I'd put them up against anybody. And yeah, they go. So like at least twice a week, my brother Barkley cooks. My parents, I'll call and they're like, what y'all doing? Oh, we're going to Barkley's. He's cooking dinner. I'm like, of course you are. If I live that close, that's all I would do. I would never go.
Yeah.
I would never cook. If I live that close to those two.
For sure.
We go on vacation to the beach. We're going in a month and I'm not going
to. You know,
my
never
wife
have
said,
to eat
do
out
you need
or
to cook
like
one
that?
Of the meals while we're there? I'm like, no, listen, I'm not putting myself up against that. Last thing I need is to cook something and have one of my brothers go, you didn't do that
Does
right.
Does your family do that to you too? Where they see whenever we have like our Thanksgiving get togethers, it's usually several days. It's not just for Thanksgiving. So usually everybody's family has a night. Like, okay, it'll be mm-hmm. my family, then my sister's family, then my other sister's family, then my brother's family, and then mom and dad. Everybody has a – actually, mom and dad are excluded now because they're, you know, they're grandfathered in and grandmothered in.
Get it?
But, yeah, so everybody has to pick a night, and that family has to provide. And it's the worst for me. That's always pizza night. I order pizza because I'm such a terrible cook. I mean, my wife could do it, but when you're used to cooking for four or five people, it's different than when you're cooking for 45 people.
Yeah, that's a whole note. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, so I'm like,
see,
pizza.
I am so bad at cooking for like two people. Even when I'm just cooking at the house for Vivica and I, we end up with, well, first of all, I eat as much as four normal people. And then I end up still having leftovers for days because I grew up watching my grandmother cook who had nine kids. and all of them had kids, and you know, so yeah. Everything was in a pot. This, my brothers have stainless steel pots that are just—it's massive. Take up two burners on the stove with this one Magnolite pot that's 2.5 feet wide. Just Jeez. Insane. And he can cook anything you want in, like, you know, anything. There's no scale is not a problem. It's like, oh well, I can cook a crawfish etouffee. I can do enough for two people, or I can do enough for 40 people. And in his same, mind, it's just
they can no, they can do that head math and figure it out. And
no
it's perfect
because he's doing it all by.
Stacy's dad is the same way. He does that. He's like, we'll show up, and he's always got some crazy thing. What do you have on the grill? He's always grilling. He's always grilling, and he's got a beer when we show up. It's like, what you cooking? Oh, I got a rabbit in the backyard. I'm eating it. Blah, 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 blah. He's like making this thing, and it's the most succulent rabbit you've ever had in your life.
I've never had anybody take me up on it, but every time there's a
Carson's face
rabbit.
Like, oh, you
rabbit!
When you make it rabbit, thumper.
Yeah.
Yay. I will never tell you the terror in my family's eyes when we showed up to a buffet when we were visiting colleges in a part of the country that we were not accustomed to, and they had a big banner that said, "We now serve rabbit," and you want to see.
That's gotta be.
Oh, no, the Connecticut culture shock.
Let's play this game. What state is that?
What state was that?
All right, I'll start off and say Mississippi.
Nope.
It was not Mississippi where Carson ended up.
I am
Bubba,
going.
What state was that?
I'm going Kentucky.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, it's my turn.
Yeah. What state was that?
Alabama.
No.
Big D, your turn.
All right. Back
what
to
state
me.
Was that?
I'm going to say Georgia.
Nope.
What state was that?
Alabama.
Oh, I get one more try?
Yeah.
Are we going to do this or are we going to go through all
feels like
state?
A lot of states?
I'm going Alaska just because nobody said Alaska.
No. Go to Alaska.
What do you think? Go ahead, Patrick.
Rabbit. It could have been Louisiana. Was it Louisiana?
It was not, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Rabbit. Oh, is it Arkansas?
No.
That's Florida. That's what it was.
It was Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah.
Say it right. Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah, I apparently was in Missouri country. So.
All right.
That is the most Missouri joke ever. Country.
Wow.
Have you ever
had Have you ever had a rabbit?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, maybe you like it.
Nope.
Carson can't eat cow. She'd never be able to eat a bunny. There's no way.
So is there a line between pet and food for you? Where is that line?
Does it swim in the ocean?
Yeah, unfortunately, I will eat things that swim in the ocean. So I guess that's where. So even though I might have little pet fishies, they grow too big, they might be delicious.
So is it eyelids for you?
I mean,
my daughter is pescatarian, and that's her thing. That she's like,
I've
if it has eyelids, I can't live. It
has eyelids. That's pretty great.
Because, like, a fish doesn't have eyelids.
Oh, man. Yeah, but it has eyes.
Oh, God.
Some of those fish are so cute.
Oh, yeah. When they serve you the
dark
whole fish.
Talk eating fish. What
like
are you
the
doing?
Italian way.
Yeah,
like
on a plate. Like, there's
oh, my
the whole
gosh.
Fish.
I have to have told you this story before. I was 17 years old, and I was in Germany visiting my friend Dominic. This is after he had lived with us, and I went and lived with them for like a month. And we had gone. We had spent all day out climbing this mountain to go see this castle, and so we were exhausted. And I remember it being so excited because they said Mom was cooking fish. And I was like, oh, yes, I love fish. Fish is great. This is fantastic. And I remember sitting at the table with his whole family, and Mom comes into the dining room holding this platter, and everybody clapped. Like, oh, yeah, and she put it down on the table, and there was fish on it, like fish.
Like an actual
with a fish with a tail and an eye and a mouth, and it was looking at me. And then they proceeded to just cut the meat off of the whole fish. I grew up eating some weird stuff in the bayou, but we still fillet our fish. I've never even thought of that. They're like, what's the matter? I said, when we eat fish, where I come from, we fillet the fish, we take the meat off, and then we batter it and we deep fry it. So that it does not look or taste or smell like a fish. And they're like, well, what is the point? I went, I don't know, but it's delicious.
What is
the
point?
You know what else? A hamburger does not look like a cow. I do not want my food to look like the animal that I don't need it to, especially don't need it to be looking back at me while we're cutting
it. I want my chicken in dinosaur form.
Oh, what are we doing with
chicken
you know?
Nuggets?
Dinosaur
they have the dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets.
What are the no? They're not dinosaur shaped.
They do. They have them.
Oh, I thought you meant like McDonald's, like McNuggets.
Oh, no, no, no.
I just
like
watched
you can legitimately buy like dino-shaped chicken nuggets.
Food That Shaped America or whatever it's called, that show on the – I love. They just did on the History Channel, they just did an episode on McDonald's and Burger King and all like the fast food places and how they introduced chicken. You know, it came through the 70s. They had those little government, you know, pyramids of food, and they realized that – meat must be bad. You got to eat more chicken because the lobbyists, yeah, that whole thing is so crazy. But anyway, so they had to change their menus, and they were trying to figure out ways to introduce chicken to their menus without being KFC. And literally, the guy at McDonald's, what's his name, Ray Kroc? Is that the one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was crazy hardcore, and he would not, you know, approve anything until he was happy, and he turned so many different things down. Like, they considered chicken pot pie, and he's like, no. He's like, no, it has to be a finger food. And he goes through the whole thing, and that's how they invented chicken nuggets.
Yep, but it was the idea that because, well, Americans think beef is bad for them, so we'll offer them
fried chicken
nuggets. But
fried chicken,
brilliant
in
marketing. Yeah, well, chicken's good for you, and we offer you chicken nuggets. Super smart. Super
there's,
smart.
I think five standard chicken McNugget shapes.
Are there? I thought there were only three.
One is a boot.
I was saying you have the boot.
There's
the boot, the circle.
The bell.
Yeah, there's three. How are you getting five?
I don't know, Patrick. Maybe I'm just wrong.
Maybe
that?
I'm just reading it off the internet.
Maybe and I don't really know. Knows a lot more about chicken nuggets than we realized.
So, and they did. They mentioned it on that show. They mentioned. I love that show.
I know there was a marathon on the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's
did you watch it?
Yes, it's right there with you.
Was it not
with Ray Kroc? Oh, I was all in.
Did you start like with season one with the Hershey thing? And
I don't
know
if I was up early enough, but
oh, so good.
It was so the man good. That built America and then the food that built America.
The cars that built America.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frontiersmen. So I would like to send a shout out to, what's his name? The guy,
Adam
Jack
Richman?
From, no, oh. Jack from Rose and Jack, Titanic. Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right, there are.
Because that's his show. He created that whole thing.
Did he?
Oh. Yeah.
There are four.
Oh.
Okay. Boot, the
you
bell.
Have bone, bell, ball, and boot.
Oh, yeah, why the bone is more of a square. It's similar to the boot, but it's not the same. Yeah, I got you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Four basic McNuggets.
And shapes. I look at them, and they don't look like any of those shapes anyway. Like, even the boot to me doesn't look like a boot.
Oh, no, that's just what they call
man,
it.
Man, I'll know, tell you what, too. When you're a kid, and I don't think you ever grow out of it, you guys would know better than I would, but you always count just to see if you got that extra nug.
Oh, man.
You never do?
You never get it at McDonald's, but I will tell you that sometimes Chick-fil-A, because the nuggets are shaped different, you order 8 or 12. Sometimes you order 12, you get 13, maybe 14.
Oh.
I know.
Really?
Special. You feel special on those days.
It's a good day. Do you guys think is the most fan favorite chicken McNugget shape?
Boot.
By far, the boot.
Yeah, we all love the boot. We think we're getting extra. Because you get to nibble on the boot.
Yeah, and it's also kind of like a little dipping.
That
for someone who hasn't eaten a McNugget in over 10 years. I know it's been at least that long for Carson. Talking about it gleefully like
since
children.
I am on the road today. I will commit to all of you to stop at McDonald's, and I will give you my favorite. I'll taste them because obviously
you think they taste different?
They have to taste
it's
different
like green
because
M&Ms.
They're shaped different.
I remember my buddy Dwayne and I in high school ordering each a 20-pack of McNuggets.
Yeah, man.
And eating, and you know, you want fries or anything? Nope.
Dude, we used to get the Chick-fil-A 50-nugget trays.
Oh, we did that in the studio.
And knocked that out between Big D, Patrick, and myself.
50. No, one time we ordered the 100 and ate almost all of them. And then we all thought we were going to die because we all had Chick-fil-A funk. Because Chick-fil-A is really good. But unless you eat way too much of it, and then you have this kind of like,
golly, why would we eat that? You know, at Chick-fil-A, they had to go over to the wall, the door, and flip the little thing saying, "Currently out of
McNuggets,
out of chicken."
Like, why has McDonald's never changed the shapes? And I know they're made. Okay, so this is the brilliance of it, and they went through it in that show again, too. They made the dipping sauces. Dipping sauces were never part of the plan until Ray Kroc goes, I need something to dip it in. And then they're like, okay, and they freaked out. So they try these four sauces, and he's like, yeah, we'll take all four. looking for the one. But the cool thing is he's the one who said, I want a little package that is perfectly sized for them to dip in. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Brilliant. Guy was he was a hardcore crazy dude, but he was a genius.
Give me my Szechuan sauce.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they had Szechuan. I think
no, they brought
everybody
it back.
Everybody has that. Everybody
they
has.
The they had to bring it back a couple of years ago because of Rick and Morty. Because the cartoon did a whole episode how Rick wanted, like, it was the most, he loved it so much. And so McDonald's, it became a thing. They brought it back for, like, a limited time.
So what are they doing now with these celebrity menus or celebrity burgers?
BTS
or,
right now, baby.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know anything about it. So why is Bubba pretending to care about BTS?
Because daughter. My daughter loves BTS. And God. She started, what it is, they... To increase sales, because what's happened in this social media world is that people are shamed for not eating well, just like they're shamed for everything. And so fast food had taken a hit, and their growth slowed down, that kind of stuff. And so what they've decided to do is do these celebrity partnerships. It's kind of the way Crocs is doing all the specialty Crocs, like Post Malone and Justin Bieber and all that. So the idea is you get somebody like BTS that has this crazy fan base around the world, and you have this meal that is just specifically for them, and it's endorsed by them, and people will go to get that meal specifically. What was the rapper that had one too?
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea.
So they're...
Oh, who's the one that brought back the spicy nuggets at Wendy's? That was all because of a rapper that he tweeted about it.
Like Alvin Kamara had brought back Jolly Ranchers.
No, apparently, I wouldn't know that name, thing. But
but was, yeah, so
but
it's
yeah,
like,
but that's the thing. They have that kind of influence.
They get these influencers, these people with big, huge followings like BTS, et cetera. And I forget the rapper, and I'm going to kick myself because it's a major person and I'm totally blanking on it. But yeah, so what they do is they do that, and then they get people to go and try the meals, and then they have the different specialty meals, and then, you know, people then go, oh yeah, I forgot how much I love McDonald's or how much I loved Wendy's or whatever.
I'm looking at, they have merchandise for, each one that they do. Like there's a BTS McDonald's, bathrobe, a hoodie, some sort of a bag of some sort. But the food, it's chicken nuggets that comes with medium fries and a Coke and Cajun and sweet chili sauces.
Oh.
And I think they make the sauces for each one, like whatever the, you know what I mean? It's not like they don't just use, they come up with new stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going through very interesting time that I was going through posters last night because I have so many posters at my house. From growing up and stuff, and I found three of my New Kids on the Block posters that you could only get at McDonald's. You had to go to McDonald's during their One Magic Summer Tour, and they are living. I unrolled them.
That's the exact thing that they're doing.
And they
right
did.
Now.
I mean, you know, my poor mother was like, I want to go to McDonald's.
Do you remember the specialty glasses they had?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Every estate sale I go to, you can get like great Muppet Caper glasses from McDonald's. Everybody. And I'll tell you the biggest that I see. This is honestly.
If you ever run across the Star Wars ones, I would like those because I lost most of mine.
So would everybody else. Those are the ones people are after. But I'll tell you what. Arby's back in the early 80s put out Christmas glasses. Every single estate sale you go to. There are no less than four of those. That was everybody's grandma's.
Are they worth anything?
No, because everybody's grandma has the Arby's glassware
Travis
from Christmas.
Scott. Travis Scott, by the way. That blew up for McDonald's. Like doing that, the Cactus Jack thing just absolutely blew up. And they're like, yeah, we're onto something here. So
yeah,
those things are really smart. It was the same thing. Like I remember there were Star Trek, the Search for Spock glasses and things like that. Yeah, man, we would go just to get the whole collection.
Do you guys remember Pizza Hut and those stained glass lamps that they had over the tables?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where?
At Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. And I feel like Wendy's had something like that too. Way back.
You guys have Wendy's Super Bar?
Oh, yes.
That was the
Super Bar.
I do remember the salad and all that.
Salad, Italian, and Mexican, because you could get a baked potato next to a taco next to spaghetti.
Yep.
I don't know why you're going to Wendy's for spaghetti, but I did.
Yeah. I think Pizza Hut had a pizza bar.
I remember their salad bar.
They still do in a lot of places. Too.
They had the fan. Mm-hmm. Their creamy Italian dressing was awesome.
I also remember that Pizza Hut was the first place I saw a sit-down Miss Pac-Man game. Console.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that was their sit down McDonald's.
They're always sit down. They never had the stand up
one. The Centipede was another sit down board they had.
Super Dodgeball. They used the Ms. Pac Man in a commercial recently. They had a comedian sitting at the Ms. Pac Man in a pizza commercial. I'm like, oh, that's because we all remember that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I remember when Golden Corral was an actual steakhouse where you would order a steak at the table and they would bring, like, it wasn't a buffet. But then they added the salad bar, and the salad bar went from just having salad, and then they added, like, oh, we'll put chicken wings on the salad bar.
I don't remember any of that.
And I was like, oh, they have chicken wings on the salad bar. So now you get your steak, and for like $5 more, you get the salad bar, and you could get some chicken wings. And then it was like, oh, we'll put, hamburgers on the salad bar, or whatever the next thing was. And then it just took over the whole restaurant and became a buffet. Ryan's Steakhouse was the same way. It was a steakhouse. Now it's just a buffet. Because what they learned is, American people, like to eat a lot of food, and we want to just go up and grab it.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
I watched there's a YouTube channel, I can't remember the name of it, that talks about the rise and fall of famous brands, and they have a whole thing, on steak and ale. And how it started and what happened to it.
Oh, I do remember them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Quiznos is in there.
Oh, what happened to them? Remember they used to toast the bun for your sandwich?
They still do. There are some still available. Let's talk about how they get so big and they get sold and then they, expand a lot.
Is this a specific documentary about?
It's a YouTube channel.
You got to send me that. That would fascinate me.
Yeah.
I watched the movie on Netflix, The Last Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm. That was fascinating.
Yeah. I've been to The Last Blockbuster. But I mean,
you bend to it.
I bend to it. That's right.
But we all think, Netflix killed Blockbuster. And I always thought it was Redbox that killed Blockbuster. Because Redbox basically replaced
Blockbuster. I haven't seen the documentary yet.
No.
Apparently.
Are you about to give us spoilers?
I mean, does anyone really care if I can
spoil it? No, please, summarize.
It's a fascinating
You're Lebowski, I'm Lebowski, yes. you told Brandy, Brandt told me, yes. How do I fit in?
It's kind of confusing, but Viacom bought Blockbuster because it was a cash cow. It was generating all this revenue, and they literally bought it in order to put debt under that umbrella and cancel the debt out with cash. So they loaded all this debt onto the Blockbuster brand, and then they sold it. So you had Blockbuster and Netflix both in, let's say, 2006. They both had delivery at home services because Blockbuster had launched that. They were both looking into streaming services
on websites.
And
Blockbuster was the name brand back then.
Blockbuster had the addition of having stores all over the country where you could get your DVD in the mail. And then if you want to, you don't want to send it back, you could take it to the store and trade it in for another one the same day and do it. So they had the advantage of having the stores as well. And like Bubba said, the name recognition, it was Blockbuster. It was one of the biggest 20 or so brands of anything in the United States. But Blockbuster had debt and Netflix had nothing, no debt, just capital. So Netflix was the one who expanded faster and took over. And that was it. That was the turning point. Blockbuster was in a place where they financially couldn't keep up and they couldn't be nimble, and Netflix took them down.
Did they cover anything about that Blockbuster had a chance to invest into?
Blockbuster had a chance to buy Netflix outright.
And they didn't.
And didn't.
Well, they couldn't. They didn't have the money. They were burdened with debt, as so many people
And they
people
also,
are.
But also, no, they could have figured that out because it was $50 million. And to a corporation that size, they can get a loan by snapping their fingers for $50 million.
But, it's hindsight 2020, and you go, of course, how would you be so stupid?
They
but at
thought
the time,
it was
man,
a stupid idea, and they were like, a lot of people we did. Can do this.
A lot
this
of people, is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why we could
and
do
to be
that
honest,
when we're doing
Netflix
it already?
The Netflix that was offered to people go, Blockbuster could have bought Netflix. You're forgetting what Netflix was. Right. Netflix was a delivery system where you go to the website and order a DVD, and it would come in the mail, and then you would mail it back, and they would send you another one.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't what it is now where we all go
I
to streaming service.
I used it
service.
That way, especially with the Blu-rays, because I didn't want to go buy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and video games, it was a big thing too, I think. But I just,
I forgot we were watching this too.
Yeah,
we were watching this in a hotel room at the end of the night on our vacation. My wife and I, and my daughter's on her tablet and doesn't care. And I said, you know what's crazy is we talk about how our children will never have that experience of going to the Blockbuster,
right?
Like or the video rental place. What a big deal it was. But you know what's crazy is I have two older brothers who are 9 and 11 years older than me. They didn't really have that experience. Not when they were kids. That didn't exist until like the late 80s. So it's this huge cultural thing that was a big part of America from like 1986 to 2006. That's it. 20
years.
Well,
that was when Stacy and I were dating. That was our thing, was we would go to
a lot of people
to Blockbuster on date nights or just
home
nights.
My college girlfriend, that was a huge deal. So, we'd get off work. We both got off work at like 9 o'clock. That we could get to Blockbuster before it closed and pick a movie and then go watch the movie.
I want Patrick to do the math here. Netflix costs on average about what, $12 a month, mm-hmm. if you take all the different plans. So they have 203.67 million subscribers.
It's a lot of money, man.
203.67 at $12 a month. What are they making a month?
$2.5 billion.
$2.5 billion a month.
I found that channel. The channel is called Company Man.
Okay. Company Man.
Do they have anything about TCBY?
I mean, here's what they have. They have what happened. The decline of Walmart, Blockbuster.
Walmart's in decline.
I'm not Walmart. Kmart. Sorry.
Okay.
Kmart.
You say Walmart's huge still.
Yeah. Thank you. Radio Shack. Crocs. They had the rise and fall and rise again of Crocs.
Crocs is huge right now.
Same thing. The rise, fall, and rise again of Vans. Shoes.
Yeah, I got my Vans on running.
It's a ton of stuff. The fidget spinner, Beanie Babies.
I want fidget spinners to come back again. I miss those.
Remember I sent you guys this from the middle of nowhere?
Yes. Put it on your
Virginia.
Camera.
Radio Shack.
Yes.
It was a real Radio Shack. I didn't know there were any Radio Shacks
like
left.
An actual, yeah, but they're mainly cell phone stores now. And that was the funny thing is Radio Shack had to shift their entire business model because Radio Shack used to sell parts for people to repair their electronics. That. Nobody repairs anything anymore because we're in this disposable environment where people just, the mindset is when it breaks, you just go buy a new one. So Radio Shack's whole pieces parts thing that used to be their bread and butter went away. So they became basically a store that sells cell phones for different carriers. It's pretty crazy.
It's just like,
I also thought it was cool that you saw Gary on your little trip.
Gary, I saw emus everywhere. I'm not going down the Gary the emu.
You don't have to. How about this? Just saying.
How about what the decline of Montgomery Ward?
Wow.
What happened?
See,
there?
I don't remember Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Before Dillard's, was the Dillard's in our hometown. It was a Montgomery Ward.
They have, and then they have things like why are certain things so successful? Chick-fil-A, why is it so successful?
What about Xerox? Did they go away, or do we? Every single copy machine or printer I see, it never says Xerox on it anymore. It's always Canon or somebody else.
I don't see it on here. They do have.
They were the stuff.
Spencer's.
Yeah, because remember you used to refer to it as going to Xerox something.
You still do.
I mean,
People say go make a Xerox of this.
I don't say Xerox anymore.
Yeah, that's. I think we all. I think people fell out of Xerox, but it was like Kleenex for a while.
This. What happened to Long John Silver's?
Well, that's still around,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, but I mean, it's not like it was.
See, we didn't have Long John Silver's where I grew up because we literally lived on the coast, and you didn't go to a fast food place.
Did
for
you guys
seafood.
Have a Mr. Cook?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember Mr. Cook.
There were multiple just in the what little area I grew up. It was like a fast food, like a burger place. I remember Burger Time.
We had, did y'all have Burger Chef?
No. Not at Burger
we
Chef.
We had a Burger Chef. We had a Burger Queen, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you guys didn't have Friendly's.
Trademark infringy there. No.
It was supposed to be like a diner-ish kind of thing, but it was a chain, and they did amazing ice cream and then diner food, so you could get grilled cheese, patty melts, whatever, but... One day, and I think they were northeast-ish, but one day suddenly half of them just shut because it was a place like my grandmother liked to go. Like, I'd like to go to Friendly's for dinner.
Friendly's.
And should we go to Friendly's to take her there for her ice cream? And suddenly Friendly's was shuttered. And it was, I was like on the news, like, what happened to our friendlies? And then you'd go in the ones in the radius that they're all shut too. They just closed a slew of them out of nowhere.
Wow. It's a great name.
Yeah. Yeah, like it was.
Friendlies.
Just think about things. One thing they showed in that Blockbuster documentary is that when it got to a certain point, once they got to 1,000 stores, whatever, and they got a huge amount of money, they started just going to people and telling them, you can become a Blockbuster franchisee or we can build one across the street. And that's how a lot of these stores, we had an alfalfa
like the mom
video.
And pops turned into Blockbuster.
Mom and pops, but a less, especially a bunch of smaller chains.
Yeah.
Like where I grew up was alfalfa video, and then that became Blockbuster. And then a bunch of it just, it was everywhere. The last Blockbuster used to be something else. It used to be Pacific Video, when, you know, 20 years ago.
So when I lived in Miami back in the day, did I ever tell you my Blockbuster story?
No.
I went and played golf with this guy named Don. Oh, my gosh, he's dead now. But he was a radio guy. And Don invited me to go play golf with Wayne Huizenga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
and
how
he became the Blockbuster CEO.
And also Dan Marino. So it was the four of us out playing golf one day, and I was a terrible golfer. I still am. But, yeah, so I got to play golf. Wayne Huizenga was so cool. I'm sorry, H. Wayne Huizenga. Yeah. But he was super cool. Dan Marino was not as cool as I thought he was going to be.
That's a shame.
I know. I know. He's great in the Nutrisystem commercials, but he was not as nice like that.
I think he's been in a Nutrisystem commercial for – Is he still in those?
I think he. I haven't seen like in the last 6 months. I swear.
We turn around to look at the TVs because they're always on.
They are always on. But also, it's like June, so nobody gives it. But man, in December, January, February, they're everywhere.
Oh man, look at this. What happened to Sears?
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
Payless Shoe Source.
I feel like that's still around, isn't it?
No,
are they gone?
I don't know if they're gone.
Like 2 or 3 years ago, they're like, we are shutting down. And so there's one down the street here. I'm not going to lie. I went and I cleaned it out. I was like, I don't need the boxes. You just give me a big old sack. And I started throwing it because they made the most comfortable high heels ever. And I went and bought them in like 16 colors.
Don Cox was a guy, a radio legend in Miami.
I feel like.
What was his name?
Don Cox.
Oh.
I just feel like we're going to miss that stuff. When it's, you know, there's going to be a resurgence. There's going to be a way that swings back to that.
The decline of what happened to iHeartMedia.
Is that on there?
It's on there.
Oh. They changed the name. I also, Big D turned me on to some podcast. It's some alien podcast, but you know us. Yep. So I was checking it out, but there was this guy who was talking about addiction to, you know, phones. And did you catch that whole thing where he was talking about it? I was like, man, that's a really smart take.
Kind of. What
says,
part was it?
He said we just need to get away from, it was completely not alien related, but he said we need to get rid of the stigma of people saying, oh, you're addicted to your phone.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
remember. Because he was saying it's just a sensory, you know, he's like, that's like saying you're addicted to your eyes or your ears or whatever. He said that's just, you're bringing information in, whether it's through your eyes, your ears, your phone, by looking at it. He was like, you know, just that's the way we choose to ingest that.
That doesn't
now.
Mean we don't need to. That doesn't mean that it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It is bad.
Yeah, and it also depends on what you're looking at. Just because it's your, you know, what you're getting information. What is your information?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he brought that up too in that. But
yeah, I thought that was interesting though because I'd never heard it put that way, and I was like, that's an interesting way. So you know what? I won't give people a hard time now because.
Conversely, though, there was a thread on Reddit the other day about what's something you miss that you never thought you would, and one guy said, I miss legitimately being bored. Because he goes, now there's bored, but I pick up my phone. But I'm bored while I'm scrolling. He goes, but when you were actually bored before we had this just constant barrage of ways to be entertained, he goes, I was so much more creative. He's like, I used to write. I used to read. I'd go outside. He goes, now instead of waiting 10 seconds to go, what do I want to do? I've got a phone in front of me. Where that 10 seconds could have made the difference that he was going to take a walk around the neighborhood.
It's really a problem. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I see it with my own kid. Like, it's just totally enraptured by that.
I'm looking at her device. Right now. She has her little,
you know. And she'll put it down if you tell her to put it down. She'll do something else. But if you don't make that, if you leave it as an option, that's always going to be the first option.
See, and what I love is the fact that, you know, like my son is, you know, rapper Frank. He's really into making music. he's always making music. And because of that thing in his hand, he's able to make music anytime, anywhere. He can collab. Somebody will hit him up from, you know, Australia and go, hey, mate, you want to be on my song? Go ahead and drop a couple bars. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he'll do a couple. He'll freestyle a little thing down and send it back to the Australian dude. And now all of a sudden he's a collab on something. So I like that. And you're talking about
that's fine, but it's still
again, that's a connection with a purpose, as opposed to me sitting in my house at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning and saying like, oh, I have 15 seconds to decide if I'm going to go outside and take a walk or if I'm going to pick up Toon Blast. Mm-hmm. To hit
or
a different
scroll
level.
Through Instagram and just scroll.
Yeah.
And scroll. See, I don't use Instagram the way that even my wife does. I look at people I know. I look at it for about, I don't know, 2 minutes max, and then I'm done. But she just keeps scrolling. Because what I learned is if you keep scrolling, it keeps giving you stuff to look at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even stuff you don't follow, they just go, maybe you'll like this. How about this? Here's a kitten. Here's a kitten.
And it's learning just, as you're going. So
yes.
You spend more time. You stop on a cute puppy video.
Well, that's why like everybody's TikTok time that you is keep, different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the more time you keep on that, it creates like, a new algorithm.
That's why when they say it's an addiction, you do need to realize that it is addictive.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a problem. If you're looking at TikTok for a few minutes a day and watching 10, 20 videos, fine. But if you're just one of these people who just gets lost in it, and just,
my wife will watch it forever. She'll get on the treadmill
and
she'll just
next
watch.
Thing you know, 4 hours
and they just,
have gone by.
Yeah.
Okay, but she's also on the treadmill.
Yeah, true.
So, to be fair, it's not mindless. It's entertainment for her. I mean, I get on the treadmill and watch Netflix.
And that's
not saying that's good. I'm not saying it's bad, but at least it's in conjunction.
I was going to say, if I were to exercise, I would have to have a distraction to keep me from
remembering.
Do you ever
return your key fob to the gym?
No, he texted me. He said, hey, any chance I'll get that key fob back today? I went, how much is it to replace if I lost it? And he said, $10. I think I'm just
And they're charging you $10 a month?
Yeah. So I think I'm going to just call it. Well, no, he didn't charge me last time.
By the way, the gym, like you could throw the key fob and you hit the gym.
I remember when Bubba was like, what the heck? Why? He was so mad that they were charging.
Well,
what's this $10 for?
Because I thought they were doing what they did to Carson, and they charged her.
The wrong person.
Because there's somebody else with a name very similar, so they just keep charging that person's stuff to Carson's account. That's what I thought they did to me. I was like, I didn't spend $10 there.
And he goes, oh, just drop it by. Bob's like, okay, I'll do that.
Oops.
I mean, seriously. Go outside and just take the key fob and throw it in that direction, and you might hit the jet.
Yeah, with his arm, he could do it.
You're going to drive right by it.
Wait a second. Is it the one right here that we
passed
by?
Yes. Oh, my God. Key fob back.
So, okay. So, when you leave, you go down the street, and you can go left or right.
Well,
you turn left, and it's like
it's
one,
there.
When you say
two,
down the street,
you're there.
Down halfway down the block.
Like, I mean,
you're literally driving.
Patrick, get in your car, call us, and see how fast you can get there.
Dude, I walk there. I walk to the gym because it's so embarrassing to think I should drive there when it's 30 feet away. That I can honestly, throw a ball and hit it.
In my defense, I don't know what I did with my little key fob. I really
don't.
Well,
if you really lost it, that's fine.
I don't know what I did with it. And it's not in my car.
Bubba, though, couldn't even, couldn't get up the...
he didn't lose it.
He couldn't get up the guts to go cancel face-to-face.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, I'm going to
How many months did you... We got to calculate that. How many months did you pay for the gym but never actually go?
Was the last time you and I were there? Because we were there...
Before the pandemic.
Oh, my
gosh. No, it was in the beginning of
the
pandemic.
It was, maybe that third week in March. Because they shut down around St. Patrick's Day.
So can we call that 15 months?
We're going to say it was March of 2020.
Okay. 14 months times how much
is 40 bucks? It's $40.
Oh, that's
a pricey gym.
That's $600, man.
They should,
$600.
They should give me money for the key fob. I shouldn't have to pay them. I should go, dude, I didn't go to your gym for $600 worth. Just take it off.
Wow. It was your choice. Made a choice.
All right, Butter.
All right, Butter. I don't know what you can add to that, but...
I'll just end it on a sad, sad
play
note.
The song and think about that $600.
This was the podcast. $600 is gone away. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Every day.
It was the podcast.
Sorry. Butter.
Hey, Willie and Corey Robertson joining us on the hotline. What's up, kiddos? What's happening?
What is up?
Good to see you guys.
I feel like being called kiddos. We're feeling old lately. We're grandparents now.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of world are we living in that you guys are grandparents?
It's crazy.
So what are you guys doing now? I mean, of course, everyone knows Duck Dynasty, and we went through the phase of everywhere I turned, there was some sort of Duck Dynasty product that was being sold somewhere.
And then we went through the phase where Uncle Si was trying to do music and scared a lot of people.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, and I forgot about that phase.
I'm glad that phase.
We kind of blocked that part from our memory.
Oh, we had a good time with that. He came in and played music with his band, and dude, that was
two girls with him, and he was playing. I remember that.
They were great, man. Yeah, I had a good time.
But what are you guys doing now? What is this new series you guys are doing?
Yeah, it's a show. It's on Facebook Watch, and it's called At Home with the Robertsons. It's a different kind of show. It's like a kind of a move and talk show with a little bit of Duck Dynasty stuff in there as well. And so we decided, you know, in America, we just felt like everyone is fighting and arguing and on different sides of things and, you know, just lobbing bombs at each other. And nobody's really listening. There's a lot of talking and yelling at each other. And so we were like, what if we did something different? You invite someone into your home. You may disagree on something coming in, but we just want to hear for ourselves from them. Let them talk, get to the heart of the matter, and, you know, see if there's something we can agree on. And, you know, in life, most of the time, there's tons of things we can agree on, and we're all kind of looking for the same things and may go about getting there in a different way. And it was a lot of fun. You know, these were people that were coming in. We had no idea who they were. We just sat down and had fun. It was people from all sorts of different walks of life. And I think Tim Tebow was the only one. He and his wife, Demi, came in. Tim and I have been friends for years, but everybody else was new. And then we showed them a little bit of Louisiana at the end. We had some fun. We, you know, went and got some crawfish and did some mud digging, went fishing, built duck calls. And so we kind of kept it, you know, to who we are as well, and did some stuff in Louisiana.
So tell me about the Facebook Watch. What is Facebook Watch? This is something you get off of Facebook?
It's not something you put on your wrist?
No, it is not an actual watch. It's Facebook's kind of streaming platform, but it's nice because it's just right there on your normal Facebook. You can go to Willie Robertson's page, and all of the episodes are right there. But they also have a little icon you can download on your smart TV. And you can get Facebook Watch there, so you can watch that way. But the easiest way, I think, is just going through your normal Facebook.
Wow, okay. I'll have to check that out. And so, and how often are there new episodes up?
We have two new episodes each week. Mondays, they drop at 11 Central, and Thursdays at 11 as well. And, it's kind of a unique way we're doing it. I think that's kind of the fun thing about having it on a streaming platform like this. It's not like you have to have a certain... It's every episode 30 minutes or an hour or whatever. So the first episode, we invite our guests in and we kind of talk and we, like I said, like Lily said, cover some tough topics or talk about things that, you know, people are talking about in the world today. We talked about COVID vaccine. We talked about kneeling for the flag. We talk about eating vegan, you know, just all kinds of topics. And then on Thursday, we kind of do something fun with our guests, or we bring the family in to do something fun and interesting. Like when we had Tim and Demi on, we talked about being newlyweds and what first year of marriage is like, and then we played kind of the newlywed game with our kids, which was very interesting and got very competitive. Willie learned some things about himself on that one.
For sure.
Well, that's awesome. It's called At Home with the Robertsons, and you can get it there on Facebook, or you can download, like she said, the Facebook Watch app that you can watch straight on your phone nowadays.
I'm actually watching some of the videos right now as we're talking, and it's weird. Like Willie doesn't have a hat on, and he looks like one of the cast members of Vikings. Like, it's really strange. I'm waiting for him to just start, you know, going crazy and hacking things and break, burst.
Well, hey, I'll take that. I'm taking that as a compliment.
Yeah, you sure? You should.
You look dangerous.
Nice.
Guys, thanks
that
so
was
much.
A 2020 COVID pandemic decision. Really cut his hair off.
Love it. It's called At Home with the Robertsons. It's a new Facebook Watch series. Check it out. Willie and Corey Robertson. Guys, thanks so much. Can't wait to see you in person soon.
Thanks, guys. See y'all.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy.